Kenyans are very happy that this may happen. Because this will be the first time since independence that a case is taken that will go a long way towards eradicating impunity in the country and putting the government to account. It has not happened, and from the reports we get, people don't have facts. A lot of people are killed, a lot of people are still suffering, and they feel very unhappy that the politicians are not doing enough to do something for them.
How well did the talks between Moreno Ocampo and President Kibaki and Prime Minister Raila Odinga go during the last few days?
We don't have the details. We had a short press release. They met and agreed on certain things, and the announcement that was given was not satisfactory to the Kenyans, the people who are affected.
Both Kenyan leaders indicated that they support Moreno Ocampo's efforts to involve the International Criminal Court, but are they also still looking to create some form of local trial system in Kenya?
We are waiting for details now that Ocampo is gone back to square one. We're waiting for Parliament to reopen, which will be this week, to find out how far they can go now to do it. Remember, this matter was in Parliament before, and Parliament shut it down. But unfortunately, there has been a very big outcry from Kenyans, and I'm sure when the Parliament will be convinced, they take the matter a lot more seriously and create a local tribunal to try those that committed smaller crimes, because there are many other people who are really involved. Trying the top guys alone is not enough. Everyone who was involved must pay for what he did.
Well, the chief prosecutor says he plans to present his request to the ICC judges in December. Will this timetable be competing with Kenyan efforts to bring several levels of suspects to justice beyond just the top suspects that you spoke about?
The time looks short, but remember, this matter has been on for a long time. The names of those who are involved are unknown, both at high levels and even at lower levels. So it's a matter which is known by a lot of people, including the Kenyan police who did investigations. Even Wananchi themselves were involved, and many people have around the civil society, and have a lot of data, so it's not something new.
What about the corruption issue and political favoritism towards cronies in the government, supporters of the president or the prime minister? Are they likely to be targeted for prosecution at this point?
That is what the Kenyans want most, and we are hoping that when this matter starts, it won't just stop at the violence, it will go beyond that. Corruption has impoverished Kenyans for many years since independence. A lot of people are getting poorer and poorer. And this factor is one of the main causes of violence in this country. Kenyans are really feeling cheated that nothing is happening to alleviate their plight at the expense of the political leaders who are involved in corruption, and nothing happens about it.
What has been the impact of the Standard newspaper's recent disclosure that Amoswako is the government official being singled out in a travel ban by the United States?
The general feeling is that really to name Wako in isolation is not doing any justice, because there are many, many people who are involved in this matter. He's the Attorney General, and he gave a very long statement the other day that he's not going to resign. He did indicate that he's going towards retirement in accordance, of course, with the age bracket. Otherwise, nothing wrong is done that will make him resign at this stage.
And are Kenyans satisfied that the Obama administration singled out the Attorney General, or do they see it more as a sign of continuing pressure on other people to bring more people to justice?
They're not satisfied. People have made this matter once. It's not just the Attorney General. It's a whole world of people in top positions in government. So to single out Amoswako alone, it doesn't make a lot of sense to Kenyans. And there's no reaction to that effect in the media. Wako, of course, as the government legal advisor, you don't expect him to single-handedly deal with this matter conclusively. It's a matter that needs the support of everybody in the civil society.
Do Kenyans expect pressure from the Obama administration to continue until Kenyans work out their own judicial response to prosecute offenders of the post-election violence?
In fact, a lot of Kenyans are happy that at least Obama, with the Kenyan roots in a very tough office, would go some distance to help them, because nothing really was happening. The things that have been done in this country are so many, and without any positive action being taken. So it's hoped that at least Obama's pressure, the pressure from the American government, something positive will come out of this.
What other signals did you get from Special Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo during his visit?
Well, the Kenyans are really hoping that something will happen. If nothing happens, then the Kenyans will lose a lot of faith in the international community, which they hoped will do something to change the problems that afflicted them in this country.
So are we looking for action within Kenya itself within the next few weeks before the December decision by the International Criminal Court, or do you think that it will go into next year before they form some sort of judicial body on their own to try the suspects?
This year, I doubt it. If anything was to be done, probably in the next year. We are going towards the end of the year. Parliament is opening any time now. I know that they take a bit of time to put the act together and bring up this matter, because Parliament has been very vocal and they're gaining a lot of support from the ordinary Kenyans. But we don't see them doing anything now this year until maybe next year.
What has changed in the Parliament since the efforts stalled a few weeks ago to create a judicial commission to try the suspects?
Nothing has happened, but soon after that, Parliament went on recess. And we won't come back to Parliament until, I think, next week. Then we'll see what happens. But people think that it's probably the first Parliament since independence that is speaking for the common man. But there were a lot of support.
So that's where the hope lies, not just from the leadership of the government itself. Have you seen any signs from the Prime Minister, who is actively involved in parliamentary affairs, that some action is going to be taken?
Well, he's talked about a few things here and there. But as I said, people have heard so much from politicians and nothing happens. If anything happens now, it will really be historical in this country. And people are looking forward to at least some change. Otherwise, they're digging their own political graves.